Let them sing to the Lord a new song. The reason it's called a new song is because something new had happened, something absolutely wonderful. Why is it that when we sing songs at Christmas, we feel such joy? It's because it's the new song about the Lord being born into the world. That's why it is that everywhere you go at Christmas time, they have music going. And why it is that Christmas carolers go out. Why it is that it's such a musical time is because from the very beginning in the prophecies, the song was predicted to come. The Lord himself born into the world. And as our reading said, they were filled with a gladness of mind and a joy of heart when they thought about the Lord coming into the world. The ancients knew that they were in serious trouble after the fall of man. They knew that the diabolical crew would grow and grow, and that the world would fall unless the Savior came into the world. Imagine your joy if your country or your town was taken over by criminals or by an enemy, and where they were putting you to hard tasks and labor, and then your king returned and drove them out and gave you freedom. The wonderful joy they felt thinking of the Lord coming into the world to save them. That is where the music and song comes from. And so you can see this in the word so often when it speaks of song. It says, for instance, in Isaiah chapter 49, I have given thee for a covenant of the people to restore the land, to divide the wasted heritage, to say to them that are bound, go forth, to them that are in darkness, be ye revealed. They that feed upon the ways and all the hillsides shall be their pasture. Sing, O ye heavens, and exult, O earth. Resound, ye mountains, with song, because Yehovah has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted ones. Here also is the coming of the Lord and the liberation of the bound treated of. And again we read in the Psalms, Yehovah is my strength and my shield, whence in a song I will confess him. Yehovah is their strength and the strength of the salvations of his anointed. And again, thy salvation, O God, will bring on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with confession. Salvation. Nothing brings greater joy than salvation and the hope of salvation. And so it is that we have these songs at Christmas. We read further from the Apocalypse explained about how song comes out from a joy of heart and a gladness of mind. It says to sing a song signifies confession from joy of heart, because joy of heart, when it is in fullness, expresses itself in song, that it does so when the heart and in consequence the thought also is full of joy. It pours itself forth into singing, the joy of heart itself through the sound of the singing, and the joy of thought therefrom through the song. The words of the song. The kind of joy of thought is expressed by the words of the song which concur and agree with the matter that is in the thought from the heart. And the kind of joy of heart is expressed by the harmony. And the measure of this joy is expressed by the exaltation of the sound and the words in it. All these flow as if spontaneously from the joy itself, and for the reason that the whole heaven is formed according to the affections of good and truth. The highest heaven according to the affections of good, and the middle heaven according to the affections of truth. It is therefore formed also for joys, and every joy is from an affection and from love. From this it is that all angelic discourse is in a kind of harmony. And so when we sing, if we think deeply, the joy increases. If we don't know what we're singing about, if we're just sort of happy, it's Christmas, we're going to get presents, there's going to be wonderful things, it still sort of has an external happiness. And in the passage it says they have an external joy. But when we think of the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, coming into the world and saving us from damnation, then instead of just a simple external gladness that we feel because it's Christmas, we feel a tremendous joy of why Christmas happened and how we have been saved from damnation. Now, it's also true that the Lord came again. And then in this coming again, there was also joy. The second readings that we had from Revelation weren't about the first coming of the Lord. They were about the second coming of the Lord. And why was that? Because so much good and truth had been lost One of the things lost especially was conjugal love. It had been lost. This was something that the most ancients had. It was the joy of their life. And this is also something that the ancients had. And they understood it in the Silver Age and even into the Copper Age. But it was lost gradually. And even in the end of the Christian church, it was lost. People didn't understand what conjugal love really was. And that is why at marriages and so on, music is so important. But think of that during a marriage. Think of the Lord's coming, because if the Lord did not come again, there would not be the holy marriage, because a husband and a wife together are the church in its least form. And in that form, there is a wonderful joy because of the Lord's coming into it. And in a memorable relation in Conjugal Love 81, it says, as we were conversing and grieving about these things, that is, the loss of conjugal love, a burst of light suddenly appeared, powerfully affecting my eyes. Wherefore I looked up, and lo, the whole of heaven above us appeared luminous. And from the east to the west, in long succession, glorification was heard. And the angel said to me, this glorification is a glorification of the Lord on account of his advent, which is being celebrated by the angels in the eastern and western heavens. And from the southern and northern heavens, only a gentle murmur was heard. As the angels understood it and explained it to me, first that the glorifications and celebrations of the Lord are made out of the Word, because they are then made from the Lord, for he is the Word, that is the very divine truth therein. And he said, now in particular, they are glorifying and celebrating the Lord with these words spoken of in Daniel. Thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, and they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man, but they shall not cohere. But in those days, the God of heaven shall make to arise a kingdom in the ages, shall not be destroyed. It shall break in pieces and consume all those kingdoms, but itself shall stand for ages of ages. After this, I heard the voice of the song again, more deeply in the east, and I saw glittering light, splendid, more splendid than the former. And I asked the angel, what are they glorifying there? And he said with these words in Daniel, and I saw in night visions, and behold, the clouds of the heaven came like one of the Son of Man. And unto him was given dominion and a kingdom, and all the peoples of the nations shall worship him. His dominion is the dominion of an age, and shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Besides these words, they celebrate the Lord from other words in the Apocalypse. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And the angel spoke with me and said, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit upon a mountain, great and high, and showed me the city, the holy Jerusalem. And after these and many others were heard, one common glorification from the east to the west, and also from the south to the north. And I asked the angel, what is this now? And he said, these are the words of the prophets. Let all flesh know that I, Yehovah, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer. It shall be in that day, lo, this is our God, whom we have waited for, that he should save us. This is Yehovah, for whom we have waited. And the last, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be Wonderful, Counselor, God, Hero, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. All of these words were being sung from the Word by the angels because of the Lord's second coming. And it says, on hearing and understanding these glorifications, my heart was exalted, and I went home in joy. And there, from the state of the Spirit, I returned into that of the body, in which state I wrote down the things that were seen and heard, to which I now add this, that conjugal love will be raised up anew by the Lord after his advent. Such it was with the ancients. For that love is of the Lord alone, and was with those who are made spiritual by him through the Word. And so when we sing at weddings and at Christmas, and at June 19th when we celebrate the Lord's second advent, the joy comes because we know the Lord has come, because the Lord has saved us from the evils. That is the source of all joy, and it's the source of all beautiful singing.